This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Innovation takes many forms, many roads, if you will, on its way from idea to final product. But it takes few of those roads as quickly as this California man and what may be the fastest street-legal car in the world. Our story comes from Alex Chadwick.
The last time I talked to Mike Pethel on the radio, this is what he told me.
The car is going to be on the road soon, and it's going to be fast. It's going to be really fast.
Yeah, well, I'd heard that. I met Mike a year and a half ago in a neighborhood garage, and ever since, I've been watching this slow transformation of an old BMW into maybe the fastest green street car in the world. Okay, so a couple of months ago, the car not quite done, the hood still missing, we take it out one night. Now, if the sheriff is listening, I'm not saying that this did happen, but if it did, it went like this. Evening, on a long, straight, nearby street. This street. Nobody walks here, no dogs, not much traffic. There's a row of cars parallel parked in front of two-story condos on the right. And up ahead, maybe 300 feet, a dark Mercedes is backing into an open space. The car paused, like it can't decide about starting over. Nothing else on the road. We ease forward 20 feet, and he hits the throttle. I feel the car bulge like a pumped muscle, and we are going unbelievably fast, unbelievably quickly. The Mercedes is still frozen half in our lane up ahead, but not ahead anymore. We are on it, doing about 80. Mike twitches the steering wheel. The BMW jumps a half step left past the Mercedes, and the back end breaks free. We're sliding. He touches the throttle again, almost like he's thinking it. The car leaps forward and grabs a straight line into the roadway ahead. It's supercar, if it happened.
That feels pretty good, man.
3 months later, I'm at Elko Welding in Venice, California, where Mike lives. A lot of the work on the car gets done in this shrine to the machine age. The BMW is up on a lift.
So what I was worried about was this piece right here.
Mike wants to change the mechanical assembly that connects the drive shaft to the rear wheels. The car is powerful enough to tear itself apart. This is where the stress will show.
The last couple of times I took off really aggressively, it seemed to act differently. And I thought if I'm going to give some rides, I wouldn't want it to go shooting sideways, you know, for any reason.
He's an obsessive, remaking the BMW for extreme performance. But in the months I've watched the project, I've come to think his real goal is innovation itself, rethinking cars. He's developed new motors. They can run a race car or a bread truck, he says. It's all in the tweaks. This from a no-college techno-savant turned radical green.
When I was 12 years old, I was making electric cars out of little wooden toys that I would buy in the grocery store. I can visualize electron flow and impedances, and I can know how coils and capacitors work. You know, basic electronic components are kind of easy to understand. Yeah,
easy for him. His technical skills afford him his means. He co-founded a big digital production house in L.A., Company 3, where he works on films and ad campaigns. He loves speed, but not the commercials he was making for cars that were noisy and dirty.
I just wanted something really clean that I wouldn't have a problem driving around.
He began with an early 70s BMW Classic, a 3.0 CS, a car he and his dad swapped back and forth for years. That's how it still looks, the polished light pewter body like a greyhound at rest. But under the hood, the engine compartment looks bare. The pair of electric motors are a fraction the size of a big gas engine. Tesla and other electrics run on alternating current, AC. Mike's are direct current, DC motors built to his design. No others like them are known.
The DC motor is a real kind of a primitive device, but it works. It can't not work. Magnetic fields work. Electrons work. You put the force in there and it turns the motor. So it's easier to make a DC motor work.
And it works really great. If you connect it to 2,400 lithium iron phosphate battery cells in three custom boxes made from bulletproof glass, 1 megawatt of energy, 1 million watts, that's enough to run 750 homes in one car. It's an insane amount of power. Okay, the car's ready again. Let's see how it does. You probably do not want this car. It uses power so quickly it needs a recharge every 50 miles or so. But That's the design. Supercar as extreme daily driver. It's how Mike goes to work. 5 miles in a stock-looking, elegant automobile with 800 horsepower. You don't want this car, but you might like another version. You can make a DC motor do whatever you want, or Mike can, and maybe that's where this innovation leads. Electrics are coming, Mike Pethel says, like his car or not.
I mean, if I just had a really loud car, it might be exciting to some motorheads. But when you have an electric, green, clean, quiet car, everybody likes it.
Quiet. Huh. The tires are smoking.
Look at the cloud back there.
Oh, man.
I'm not going to go back that way. I'm going to go around the block.
Good.
From an undisclosed street in the city of Los Angeles, this is Alex Chadwick for Marketplace.
That's just the burnout of the tire. Nothing's wrong with the car.
Reporters get to have all the fun, man. All the fun. Alex is the host of Burn, an energy journal. It's from Sound Vision Productions, produced with APM, this company, and support from the National Science Foundation and the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation. We've got videos and pictures of Alex and Mike and the car, if it happened, on our website, marketplace.org.